The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
And good morning and welcome to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host this morning. My regular co-host, Tony, is off wandering again somewhere. We expect to find him eventually in a week or so. But anyway, so I'll be your host for the day. My co-host for the day is the chapter chairman of the Score chapter here in the Fox Cities, Bob Molitor. So, Bob, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Randy.
And, Bob, you want to tell us just a little bit about yourself, how long you've been in Score? What your background is?
I've been no Score for about 2 years and thought initially wanted to join to help prospective business startups, you know, not make the mistakes I made over 35 years of business ownership. So hopefully I could share a little bit of knowledge with them.
Oh, great. Bob, very glad to have you with us today. Our guest today is Mark Hetland. Mark is the president of, and I was told I'm going to mess this up, so I'll take my time with it, Intertwine Innovations, LLC. Mark, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Randy.
Okay, Mark. Mark is a entrepreneur, obviously. He also working in some areas of innovation and development. We're going to kind of talk a little bit about some of the things that he's doing. But first of all, Mark, can I ask you a little bit about yourself, your background, where you're from, and you know, what's your background in business?
Sure. Most of my history is in the Valley here. I've had two opportunities to live in Australia. Mm-hmm. Once when I was in high school. And then a second time, I worked in a paper mill doing human resources and training and development. But my background is I've worked with Kimberly-Clark in their service and industrial division. I've worked with Amgen selling pharmaceuticals for kidney disease. I've sold process chemicals for mining. And I've also had my own business, an industrial supply business, since 1990.
Okay, so you're no stranger to entrepreneurship. You've gotten yourself started way back then. And how have you developed from there? Your new business, you said, Intertwine, started about 3 years ago. But what did you do getting up to that point as far as that your other business?
Well, the industrial supply business is called Value Marketing, and primarily I sold to other distributors. So that was a very valuable experience, and I had a lot of that training through Kimberly-Clark as well prior to starting my own business. That experience will be very valuable, as well as those other ones, for doing this new business.
Okay. And with that then, how did you come to start the new business, and can you tell us a little bit about what is Intertwine and what it's all about?
Sure. Well, I was taking a shower one night and got an idea in the shower, and the idea came before the business. While I was in the shower, I got cold on one half of my body, and I thought, how can I enjoy this experience more where my whole body feels hot? So I started experimenting with different materials. I thought about taking a bath. Perhaps I should ask you in the audience, how many of you have taken a bath?
Yeah, well, like I said, between Bob and I think I know I did. I always question him sometimes.
That's what they invented deodorant for, Randy.
All right.
Well, anyone that is...
excuse me, but especially in the size of this particular
room.
Station here, the studio is just a little close. So, yes, I think we're all safe.
Sure. Oh, good. Well, anybody that has taken a bath and wanted to enjoy it for a while has certainly experienced the bath gets cold. It turns out this is a universal and a global problem. So my partner and I, Katie Bischoff, she's an equal partner, we started brainstorming on ways that a person could stay hot in a bath because the water gets cold and also the exposed skin gets cold. We experimented with many kinds of materials. The obvious ones would be to try to put a plastic on it, but plastic gets cold. It won't really insulate. A lot of people have tried putting a towel on, but as you know, a towel gets heavy, it gets mildewy, it gets clingy, and that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, we experimented with many materials and finally came up with a material that we made a composite out of, and we call our product the Bath Quilt.
Okay.
So for those who are listening, if you want to look up bathquilts.com as we talk here, it'll give you some pictorial insight to this.
Okay, very good. And how, you know, you said, how long did it take you from the idea stage to get moving forward on this thing?
Well, we have not launched our product yet, and
okay.
This is 3 years ago. We filed a patent and put together a business plan almost immediately, and then have spent this whole time experimenting with different materials to find ones that would have the right performance characteristics.
Okay.
It needed to float. It needed to not be mildewy. It needed to be safe. Needed to insulate. Needed to be consumer-friendly. And there's many other things that go into this.
So a lot of stages and steps.
There are.
Okay. One of the things you did mention, we were talking earlier, is that you had some mentors that have helped you along in that area. What kind of role did those mentors play? How did they help?
Well, we needed to talk to several mentors. There's so many skill sets and so many things to know. There's no one person that has all the answers. So we got involved with many groups and conferences, expos, the SCORE chapter, the Fox Valley Tech Venture Million Cups, and we've learned a lot. And at the beginning, we said to ourselves, there's no place for ego. Everybody, expert or not, their perspective is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually learned about many other opportunities that our bath quilt could meet the needs for.
Oh, great. Okay.
I got a question for you, Mark. I mean, you said 3 years in the undertaking. How much time was consumed in this? We have a lot of clients that come to us and they want to start a business, and the idea is there. What are we talking about for funding? Most of our clients, I don't think they'd have 3 years to take their product from development to market and still exist. How were you funded this? Were you working elsewhere? Was your other company supporting you economically from that standpoint?
Right. I was actually in between jobs when I started this, and I knew that this was going to be a long process. I didn't know how long it would be, but I was interviewing for another position, and when they offered me the position, I said, I want you to know up front that I have filed for a patent. Is that okay? And they said yes. So I gave 100% to my employer, never talked about this product, and just let this patent process play itself out, so we should hear on that any day.
So the rule of thumb is, if we have an idea for a business, let's not quit our day job until we get it further down the road.
I think that's good advice. I think most people underestimate the time and the cost involved in getting something off the ground.
That's the point I thought
we certainly did come up with you.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, well, the other thing, Mark, then, is you mentioned the word patent a couple times. That's an area that a lot of our customers and our clients look at and wonder, and kind of it's a kind of mysterious, never world out there. How did you find working in that area and working with patents? Did you have any background in that, or did you just dive in?
I had no background in it. I talked to a number of people in the legal field and just general advice, again, from mentors. For a patent, if your product needs a patent, the first thing you want to do is search on your own and then have a professional search done to see if the product exists out there and to see if it's worth patenting. Once you've answered that question and determined that your product is feasible, worth going forward on, then you want to find a patent lawyer that has experience in that specific area.
Mm-hmm. So in your particular case, it was someone who had experience in nonwoven fabric background and that type of thing?
Correct.
Okay. And did you find that locally, or would you have to work with some of the big alphabet boys down in Milwaukee, or where did you go?
Our preference was to find it locally, and we did. So that made it good. But there was a lot of work that went into putting that patent together.
Okay, what were some of the steps that you had to go through?
Well, we We do not know how to write it in patent language. You need a lawyer to do that. It's a whole nother language.
And what about anticipated cost on something like that, Mark? You said you could do a lot of the research on your own, which we encourage our members or our clients to do. But then ultimately, what are you expecting to pay for a decent patent attorney to file your process? Can you share how much you spent there?
Sure. The initial expenditure was around $5,000. But it typically will turn out to be over double that because you will have consulting time. In many cases, you will file something called a CIP, continuation in process, which is where you modify your patent. And the reason you do that is you've modified your product to make it better. And I can share some ways I've done that later on. But,
okay. Well, right now we happen to have a caller on the line. Pat, you're on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
And what is your question?
My question is, how can I get this product?
How can I get this product? Now, that's good sales work here. All
right,
go for it.
Go ahead for it, Mark.
Well, thank you for calling in. There's a number of ways you can get it. And like I said, we have not launched the product yet. So we certainly invite people to pre-book an order. It'll help us on our initial order. We hope to have the product in inventory locally in July. But the ways that you could get the product or place that initial order, the first way, of course, would be our website, bathquilts.com. And then the second way is a business called shoplocal-online.com. Okay. And that's where the order actually gets processed through at this time. But we will have local distribution.
How long would you think before someone would be able to receive the actual product? What's your target date?
They should be receiving it in July, and they certainly can be in touch with us via email on our website regarding the status of that.
Okay, Pat, any other questions on that?
No, but thank you very much.
Okay, well,
thanks
thank you
again.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we didn't even get a chance to talk about the qualities of the product. Mark did a presentation at 1 Million Cups out at the Bordini Center, and basically everybody asked the question, well, geez, what's the shelf life? You know, is this going to have mildew and things of that nature? And I think you've got one sample. The prototype's been using 3 years now.
Correct.
Without any deficiencies or any defect or anything like that.
The product is made, it's... The general category is non-wovens, but it has three layers. The top layer and the bottom layer are what's called a spunbond polypropylene. That does not support mildew growth. And the inner layer is a special kind of polyester, and that's where our intellectual property comes in. It's our special sauce. It's like Coca-Cola Company, where we don't disclose what makes it so special. But that's what allows it to float on the tub and then also expel the water.
Okay.
Typically with nonwovens, they will either absorb or they repel. This will absorb and then repel and expel the water.
Wow, okay.
So yeah. And then when you're done with the bath, you hang it up. I saw the device with the hook. You just put it on your shower head, and the water drains out, and away we go.
Correct, and it's very lightweight.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're talking to Mark Hetland, who's the president of the Intertwined Innovations LLC. We'll be back in just a little bit after a break. You're listening to Biz Talk with Score here on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance. Fox, helping you make life happen. Now with 19 locations. Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
And good morning again, and welcome back to Biz Talk with Score. I'm Randy Melzer, your host for the day. Our co-host is Bob Molitor from the Score chapter here, and we are talking to Mark Hetland about how to start with an idea, move it along, and develop a product, what type of things you go through and how you have to move along and work with them. We're going to get back to Mark in just a second, but right now I'd just like to take a minute or two just to mention a few of the things about the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. SCORE is a nonprofit organization. We are located here at the Fox Cities Chamber office at 125 North, North Superior Street. Thank you very much. It's one of those mornings. Anyway, we have about 54 mentors, and we cover an area of about 8 counties right now, all the way down through Fond du Lac, Green Lake, Washera, as well as Outagamie, Calumet, Waupaca counties, Winnebago County. We have branches located in both Oshkosh and Fond du Lac, as well as, of course, our main office here in Appleton. We provide a service to people who are interested either in starting a business, have been in business for a number of years, or who are even looking for exit strategies and so on for their business. So we cover all the different varieties of questions that you might have as either a startup or an existing small business. To provide the help, what we have, as I said, is 54-plus mentors. We have people with expertise in just about any area that you can imagine. They can work with you on IT. They can work with you on, as we were talking about here, intellectual property, things like cash flow, legal questions, how do I do with HR, what do I have to know to get my business off the ground, how do I do a business plan, all of these types of things. And we provide this service to you absolutely free. So the best way to get in touch if you're interested in getting information to get your business off the ground would be to contact us at foxcities.score.org here in the Fox Cities area. Simply answer a few questions on the website, and within 24 to 48 hours, you will get a response back from one of our mentors. We'll set up a time to meet with you, and as I said, it is absolutely free. We'll continue to work with you as long as you need to, because our goal is, of course, to help you for the life of your business. So again, that's foxcities.score.org. So we look forward to hearing from you. Well, with that said, now I can get back to my guest and get a little bit more information. Mark, we were talking about some of the things that you've done. When you started your business, you had talked about the idea of trying to basically, you know, determine a problem, solve a problem. And you said you had one particular goal. What was the primary goal that you had mentioned to us?
Well, our goal is that it improves the quality of life of people, whatever our innovations would be, and that it could benefit many, both the product and also the business.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to expound on what we mean by quality of life, some of the niches that we discovered, some of the problem areas for the bath quilt, I'll just comment on. One of our mentors had said to us, don't just determine what the bath quilt will do, determine the why of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the people that would absolutely have to have this product? And we mentioned that the female segment was a big segment.
Mm-hmm.
And my fiance had said that among females, what women want when they take a bath is that mini vacation.
Mm, okay.
That time of escaping. They are spending perhaps time with the kids, working a job, and they just need that time where they escape in quietness. But we found another very major area which we did not envision when we first started with this product,
mm-hmm.
and that is a broad area called the therapeutic market segment.
Okay.
There's actually 10 ways that a bath can be therapeutic, but I'll just highlight one of them. When we were explaining the bath quilt to a product at an expo, an individual overheard me describe how it keeps a person warm during a bath. And this individual has cancer. And he said, Mark, tell me about this product. He says, I have cancer, and I have chills all the time, something called cancer chills, both the condition of cancer as well as the treatment of cancer causes chills. He says, I take baths to warm up, to raise my core body temperature. In fact, he said, Mark, please let me try it, and I'll give you a testimony on it. And so he said, when I took a bath, he said, not only was I warm, but he said, I actually fell asleep. I was so comfortable with it.
Great.
Hopefully didn't drown then,
obviously. So what you're getting at then is for people out there to think about this, you may have an idea of your own, but there are other things out there. You know, you're not the customer. You need to look at some through somebody else's eyes. And this helped you to determine a number of different variations.
That's right. Okay. And there are certain things that I know that a consumer might not know. Like many consumers will think, oh, this product's going to be heavy. Well, it is not. And one of the people I talked to said it's going to be heavy. So now we put that in our literature.
When it's absorbent, it's still not very heavy. It's obviously going to float on the surface.
Correct.
Listen to your customer.
Yeah. Got a question for you. You had brought up before as to, you know, okay, I've got a product. What's my market here? How do I go out and discover my market? And you did a survey. Okay, I think a lot of our potential clients are looking for, you know, do I have a legitimate product? So you give us a quick walkthrough on that for about a minute here, Mark.
Okay. You bet.
And we can go back to this, too, when we come back off the next break. So go ahead, give us just a quick startup.
Well, my impression originally was that surveys were very expensive. And we had met with an executive at Kimberly-Clark discussing our business idea with them, and he suggested that we do a survey and use SurveyMonkey.
Okay.
And so that survey actually only cost about $100, but briefly what we did is we had the market segmented. We identified our target market as women initially, not only because they are the main bath takers, but also they're the main buyers of a product like this.
Okay.
And that market was further segmented into three income groups, and we learned a lot from that.
Okay, well, we're going to get back to a little bit more about that survey, which seems like a fantastic idea to find out who your customer is and what they want. Right now, though, we are going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Biz Talk with Score here on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
And welcome back again to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. Co-hosting with me is Bob Molitor from the Score chapter. And our guest today is Mark Hetland. Mark is the president and chief innovator, I would guess, for Intertwined Innovations LLC, and we're talking about how to develop a product and how to bring it out to market. So we'll be getting back to Mark in just a minute. First thing that I want to ask Bob, if you have a few things going as far as what SCORE is doing
in
the Valley, what kind of programs we've got?
We've got a couple of seminars coming up. The first one is kind of a dual seminar. I think it's been germane. There's a lot of interest in this. We've got quite a few people coming to it. It's going to be held at June 13th at 6 o'clock at the SCORE chapter on Superior Street in Appleton. It's hiring employees and writing an effective employee manual. And I think that's germane. When I was in business, that employee manual, it was always a killer if I didn't have it up to date. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the current stuff. So this is really going to help you. Barry Hoops is going to be the presenter. He's one of our SCORE mentors, big HR background. He's had 10, 15 years experience in that. He did quite a bit of that. We've got another one on June 28th in Fond du Lac area. That's combined with the Home Builders Association of Fond du Lac and Dodge Counties. Another one of our SCORE mentors is going to be putting on now this is more specific, but this is about bidding and estimating for jobs. It's not necessarily just could be bidding and estimating for home builders and things of that nature. I think it could pertain to a lot of things. And that's going to be held. There is a fee for that one for $25. I didn't mention the one in Appleton, there is a fee of $15 for that seminar. The one in Fond du Lac is $25. I think from that standard, if anybody's interested in that one, they could contact Amanda at 920-922-9067. The one in Appleton, obviously, you can go to our website, foxcities.score.org, and you can register for that one as well. The last thing that we have going, this is an ongoing event, and it's every Wednesday at the Bordini Center at 9 o'clock, and this is the Million Cups presentation. And Mark Hetland was a presenter there, and Mark can attest to the success he had. And the business people, it's really a dual benefit. The members that present pick a lot, but they pick their brains from the people in the audience, and the audience learns a lot about new innovations, new products, et cetera, et cetera. So we're good to go.
Okay, a lot of activities going on with SCORE. And by the way, we remind you, go out to foxcities.score.org on a regular basis, and you can check. We have a listing there of all of the local activities as far as presentations and programs, but there's also listings of all of the different webinars that you can take that come directly from the National SCORE group on just about any topic you want. So again, reminder, check out foxcities.score.org and see what's available for you for educational purposes. That's part of our primary focus here at SCORE. So thanks, Bob, for the updates. Okay, with that said, I'm going to get back to our guest today, Mark Hetland. Mark, we were talking a little bit before we take the break about a survey that you did. How did you get to that? How did that work out? And what were some of the outcomes that you had from that survey?
Well, the outcomes were extremely encouraging, not only in terms of what we learned, but we had thought with our product idea, the bath quilt, that if we got 5% of our respondents saying they are interested, that would be enough to go forward. That still can represent a huge part of the market.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually got a response that said that 48% of women still take a mm-hmm. bath once a month, and 30% said they are interested in trying this product. And also, we learned that 24% said that they would buy this as a gift for somebody. So we found this extremely valuable.
Yeah, and I would
and
imagine
encouraging.
Also encouraging, yeah, very much so. How large a survey was this?
This initial survey was 100 people.
Just 100, and
right.
Where was it? Was it local or national? How large?
This is a national survey, so it was okay. done all over the country. They try to get a good random sampling.
Okay. And the cost was about $100?
Correct.
Yeah, $1 a portion. I mean, how can you not go wrong on that one? If somebody has an idea out there and they're not sure about it, get on that. And what's the access to that? Just kind of Google it, and then you found it?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, good.
Okay. And you didn't need any large professional help to put this thing together or anything like that?
That's right, and I'm glad you said that because we had hired a marketing group, and we're quite impressed, and their charge to us was going to be $8,000. And when you start out, you don't want to shell that kind of money out right away. So we actually did not go that route yet.
Okay. So this was a inexpensive, quick way to get the answers. When putting together the questions, I know I used to do survey work way back years and years ago. One of the biggest problems was always phrasing the questions two problems that you have. One is don't ask the question so that it automatically gives you the answer you want. And number two is how many questions do you need? So how did you come up with, how did you work with those two questions, those two problems?
Sure. Well, we considered what we needed to know to move forward with this project, and we wanted to ask questions in a way that it would not suggest the correct answers. So we talked again to a number of people to get their input on what would be good questions, and we boiled it down to about 12 questions that we thought would be very valuable.
Okay. All right. And just open questions or
correct.
Okay, great.
Good.
All right. Well, now over this time, you've been working on this now. You said for about 3 years. How do you keep yourself going? Keep yourself motivated? How do you keep working on this? Because, like you said, it is going to be a while yet before everything hits the ground. What do you do to maintain that? Well, should I say to avoid the business
paralysis?
Yes.
I think that's a common experience for everybody listening. Whether you have a business or not, sometimes it's called writer's block or analysis paralysis. There can be several causes. It can be fear of the unknown. Sometimes it's the fear of a new skill that you're going to need to learn. For example, social media is not a skill that I am well familiar with. I need to
have somebody else do that.
Right. It could be being overwhelmed with details. It could be an obstacle that you're facing. In fact, I have a little story to share on that in just a bit. But so how do you get over it? How have I gotten over it? I'll just share my personal experience. I think it's important to go back to the beginning and look at your original vision for starting the business. And a lot of times that'll fire a person up. Look at your plan, but it's also important to have a plan for every day. If I start my day without a plan, I am not going to be as effective.
All right.
Interact with experts. If you get bogged down, get some fresh input. Spend some time in prayer. That actually helps a lot.
Never underestimate that when you're in business.
No. You can talk to your customers, get some more input. Take a break from it. Sometimes you just need to step away.
I think you just hit the 4 points I usually use at the end of one of my seminars on how to advance your business. But it's very, very important to do that. So, yes, very good.
But the other important thing you mentioned about is the business plan. We do get a lot of clients coming to us, and their business plan is scanty at best sometimes. And, and you know, you said yours was, what, 20 pages or something of that nature?
Yes.
You really have to pay attention, try to cover all the bases, right?
You do.
When you go back to it every so often and say, are we on track, things of that nature, perfect.
Right. Okay. What about the one area that's always big in that business plan, working with the finances? How did you handle that? How much fun was that as far as putting those together in your business plan? And I would imagine you're still putting them together.
We are. We've certainly put our projections in place and tried to estimate when we will launch different aspects of it. We will be launching the business locally and then working primarily through specialized distributors such as the therapeutic and spa and gift. And then we will, once we find the investors, venture capitalists, we will move into the retail market. And when you're launching a new product, a new category, a new class of product, it requires considerable advertising to educate the consumer. So,
okay.
But well, for the most part, we're trying to finance what we can by ourselves at this point, and we've been able to.
If someone wants more information or is interested in the product, how do they get in contact with you again?
The easiest way to find us would probably be through our product website, which is bathquilts.com, or through our company website, intertwinedinnovations.com.
All right. And now you mentioned as far as financing, how you handled this. Do you want to just bring us up to speed on that? You mentioned currently and then what your plan or goal is as far as financing.
Sure. Well, we try to do due diligence ahead of time. So I did mention it to our bank once saying we may be needing some financing down the road. And they said, oh, we can help you out with that. Mm-hmm. We'll give you as much money as you have in the savings bank. I said, really?
Okay.
I don't really need that.
And I don't want to slam banks. I mean, they are very helpful. But sometimes the banks, when you need the bank, they're not interested in you. And then when you don't need a bank, when you're successful, that's when they're all over you. But, you know, you do have to keep in consideration the concept of financing. What's going to entail you to take this product to market? You can't go out and make 1,000 of these units or 200 of these units. I don't think you're going to find somebody that can actually manufacture them. They're going to demand a larger quantity, aren't they, Mark?
That has been a challenge. The equipment that is required to make this product is very complex. It's like a big paper machine, which is basically the size of a house. And it's multi-million dollar equipment, so it's hard to produce locally. But we have found somebody that is willing, actually a few folks that are willing to make this in smaller quantities so that we can get samples into the hands of potential customers.
When you were doing that, looking for someone to produce this, what kind of steps and problems did you run into in that little area?
Well, I needed to contact and find all the converters in the country. And there are associations where you can find lists of these, but they're very hard to find. Some of them are under the radar. And then they're hard to talk to. A lot of times they don't want to talk to you unless you're doing a truckload already. And they don't want to develop your product for you unless you're willing to fork out $100,000 just in engineering fees.
Okay, with all the converters and so on that we have in the area, paper converters, you would think that that wouldn't have been much of a handicap in this area.
You would think that.
Yes. So, but how does that go?
Isn't that to a point where they have their customer base, and they're for them to interrupt, they're going to say, okay, you know, I've got customers A, B, and C. All of a sudden, Mark comes along. I'm not going to take my business away from A, B, C, have them suffer. So, if you're a newbie, do they have the capacity? I mean, it seems that most manufacturers and converters are running at a pretty high capacity rate.
Those are all very good points and considerations. Yes. We were hoping to find some local converters here, though, that would say, hey, how can we make this happen for you? I mean, Wisconsin is hungry to watch our business grow. And so at this time, we actually have to be outside of the state for that part of the business.
Okay, but you said you're still staying within the U.S. as far as a manufacturer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good goal. Okay. All righty. And as we were going along then, you said the business structure that you have, just to kind of switch gears just a little bit, is that you were set up as a partnership. How did that come about?
Well, my fiance, Katie Bischoff, an excellent woman, she has a background in nursing, and she's an executive nurse director for Unity Hospice. She and I brainstormed on this product together, and we went 50-50 in it.
Okay. So have you formalized that partnership as far as in writing or anything like that, or is this just all
a
handshake? You have gone through the paperwork.
We met with a local law company. So we use two different law companies. Mm-hmm. One is the patent law and one is business law.
Okay.
And you'll find that common in today's world that one attorney, if I think of one attorney, says, I can do this and I can do that and I can do this, it's the law has become too complex. I would really, you know, discourage that. Find a patent attorney, find an LLC, someone that's really good at setting up corporate entities and things of that nature, which sounds like you have.
Good. Okay. Well, we are talking to Mark Hetland here at the Fox Cities at Score, and we're talking about bringing a business from the idea stage to the presentation stage. Before we go back to the final discussions and so on, I would just like to take a minute to give a thank you to the sponsors that we have here for BizTalk. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to the Fox Cities Credit Union, who've been helping us out for many, many years. Also to Albertson Hailing CPAs, a small business accounting firm that can help you with your business. We also have a sponsor, which is Legal Business Edge, to be able to help you with those legal questions we just mentioned a little bit, to be able to get things done on paper that you need to do. Also, we'd like to say a thank you to Byline Bank here in the Fox Cities. They are the number one SBA lender in the state of Wisconsin. So if you are looking for help with the SBA, they are the people to get in contact with. Also, I would like to thank Tundraland. Tundraland Home Improvement Company. They do bathroom remodeling, sunrooms, and replacement windows. They've been our sponsor, and we've been very, very happy to have them with us this year. Also, a reminder that we have Candeo Marketing. Candeo has provided us with the website that we have, which is the biztalkwithscore.com website. And by the way, if you want to hear any of our programs, we have them archived on that particular site. So we suggest you go out there. That's biztalkwithscore.com. And then finally, a quick thank you to the people from the Business News here in the Northeast Wisconsin area. They cover all of the goings-on as far as the business involved in the area. If you don't subscribe to it, you should. It keeps you currently up to date on about 18 counties in the area. It's only $20 per year. You receive every 2 weeks an update, and it is an excellent way to keep track of all of the business activities here in the Fox Cities. With that, I am going to take a quick break. We'll be finishing up, getting back to you shortly. You are listening to Biz Talk with Score here on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vandewall of Vandewall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions, and that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank, we make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back one last time to Biz Talk with Score. I'm Randy Melzer, your host. Again, we've had Bob Molitor helping out today from the Score chapter. And our guest today has been Mark Hetland, president of Intertwine Innovations, LLC. Has come up with a very unique product, very interesting ideas. One of the things that we did mention as we're going along was the need for help, for mentors. How did you go about that? What did you find that was interesting about working with that idea?
Well, a lot goes into selecting a mentor, and you can learn from anybody. We've probably talked easily to 100 people just to get their advice, but when I'm selecting people to work really closely with, some of the things I look at is, of course, do I feel I can trust this person? There's so much confidential information you're sharing with somebody, and you're really putting your business in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, what are their credentials? And I find a lot of mentors rest on their credentials when they're trying to get you to do business with them. And I found that that is not enough. The real question to ask them is, how can they take my business from where it's at right now to the next step?
Okay.
And
what kind of answers did you get to that question?
Usually it focuses on their credentials rather than a good understanding of my business and where I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So you were looking for people who had an insight into what you were really talking about.
Correct.
Okay.
And what answers did you receive that were really red alert? They let the light up and say, "Oh, this guy is not, or this woman is not the person I want to deal with." I mean,
sometimes it's that people. I won't sign an NDA, which means non-disclosure agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would imagine when you find with SCORE, we do not sign a non-disclosure with SCORE, but we do have our code of ethics, which we do sign and can provide to our clients so they know that anybody who is working with intellectual property, that working with SCORE, it is completely confidential. So that's very, very important. In the other mentor areas, I mean, we talked a little bit about actually mentors and so on, a little about working with intellectual property people. What other, you know, mentors areas did you find important to advance your business?
Well, you look at your own strengths first, and you also have to look at your own weaknesses. So I mentioned social media is a weakness of mine, and I have found some people that can help with that. But to have credibility, you want to put a team together that you can show your investors and other people that will be involved in your business. So usually you will need somebody to handle the financing, somebody possibly in marketing, certainly production, legal.
Okay.
So you want to make sure you have all those pieces in place.
Okay.
And it took you quite a bit of time to sort through that. So it's not something that can happen in a short amount of period of time.
Correct.
And don't make that rash decision to get into it. One thing we always want to ask, final to our guests, is can you give us one or two really bits of wisdom that you've picked up in this whole journey?
I would like to. Well, I have a little story here I'd like to share, and it's in dealing with obstacles which we all face. A shopkeeper was dismayed when a new business, much like his own, opened up next door and erected a huge sign which read, "Best Deals." He was horrified when another competitor opened up on his right and announced its arrival with an even larger sign reading, "Lowest Prices." The shopkeeper panicked. You could call that business paralysis. Until he got an idea. He put the biggest sign of all over his own shop, which was the one in the middle. It read, "Main Entrance."
Very good. Okay.
You know, that's a point that you have to worry about. You think there's going to be competition for your product once your product hits the market.
But yeah, always make sure you have a firm grasp on reality as you go through all of this. That's the other thing, too, is you know, we talked a little bit about ways to relax and keeping a sense of humor. How does that help with your advancing?
Oh, it helps a lot. And certainly when a person considers the value of a family when you start a business, my mom, who's in her mid-80s, has been invaluable to me in so many ways. But one of the ways is just with a sense of humor.
Keep it in perspective.
Okay.
I had one other tip I'd like to share.
Okay.
Please.
I was visiting a company in Minnesota, and I noticed all their employees had Mickey Mouse watches on.
Hmm.
And I thought, that doesn't look very professional. So I finally asked one of them, trying to maintain their sense of respect, "I see all you have these Mickey Mouse watches. Why do you wear them?" And they said, "Well, the owners of our company make sure we all have Mickey Mouse watches." And they said, "It represents three things from Disney. One is creativity and innovation. Another is excellence in customer service. And the third one is not taking yourself too seriously."
There you
go. Wonderful.
Okay. So you can't go wrong with that formula. Made Disney a success.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mark. It was very good to have you on the air today. We've enjoyed talking to you about your business and your ideas. And you have been listening to Biz Talk with SCORE here on 1150 WHBY and 103 FM.